Hey, how are you guys all doing? And hopefully you had a really good St. Patrick's Day and a really good weekend. Today, I'm going to talk about a warning to altcoin traders, shillers, and scammers. Guys, you don't have to look far to see that this stuff is happening all over the place right now. It is going crazy, man. I tell you, I went on to X or Twitter, whatever you call it, and there's scammers all over the place now. There's ads for crypto, airdrops, you name it. And it's just weird. It's like a switch just flipped. And for the longest time, we weren't seeing this stuff. For like literally 2 years or maybe a year and a half, we didn't see any of this. Now we're seeing it all over the place because guess what? Altcoin season is in swing. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not an altcoin guy anymore. In fact, I originally got into crypto, and I got burned really bad actually back in the day buying that Terra Luna garbage. Lost all my money. It was like several thousand dollars, and I was really depressed until I found Bitcoin. And thankfully I did find it, because I'll tell you, I was in it for the wrong reasons. I was in it to make a quick buck. And so I bring this up, and I'm doing this video today, is because some of my office normies were coming up to me and they were talking to me about all the meme coins that they're several 100% up in. And they were walking around gloating like they were very, very happy. And one of them came up to me and they said, you know, it's actually about how heavy you invest in one of these meme coins, because I'm up several 100% in 5 or 6 of them right now, but it's not life-changing money. And he said, I should put a lot more of my money, a lot more of it, into one of these coins, because then I'll actually see some life-changing money. And I told him, that's not how it works, really. Like, you know, it's kind of like the casino. You play a little bit, you win the slots. You play again, you win. Then once you deploy serious money, serious capital, all of a sudden you notice you lose. Well, why is that? Same thing here with altcoins. People win a little bit, they win again, and then they think they're smart, they think they're right, and then they end up getting burned for it. So I cannot stress this enough, how bad this is to be essentially just getting into these things in the first place, because you're not in it for a long-term position. And there's always people smarter than us out there that are trying to rug and trying to sell to retail to actually end up leaving you holding the bag. So I just saw Andrew Tate also talking about meme coins today too. And it's just like every on X, I see so many different pumps and chills from all these people. Are people making money? Of course. Especially people like him. He tweets it. He already holds a big bag of it. And then he slowly sells it. And, you know, if we're seeing it with Ethereans, and influencers are in full force. They're talking about 20K tops in Ethereum, $5 a coin Cardano. I just saw also a Slurf Soul rug. I think his name is Slurf Soul. And people are like reporting him to the FBI and all this stuff. And it's just like, guys, we were just here. Come on, man. We were just here. So it's like, if you haven't learned and you're getting scammed and rugged, I hope this is a lesson to move towards Bitcoin. Something that does have a longer track record, still is risky, but it does have a better track record than all these new projects that are coming and going. And it's going to be like this for a while unless the SEC steps in. Not that I want that to happen. Also, Craig Wright, he was just proven guilty by the court of law that he is not Satoshi. So, I mean, we're seeing all these scammers kind of getting laid out. FTX, the people, creditors, are trying to make them whole. And we're seeing more degeneracy about people saying choose rich and clouding things they don't own. I just feel like we're in like the financial end times, to be honest. And I can't wait for my next podcast as well, because I'm going to actually talk about approaching a better system. But for now, we're just seeing people just pump and talk big and just choose this like crazy lifestyle, this crazy way of life, because it is not sustainable. Like, I get why people are trying to be degenerates, because they realize by playing it safe, they're getting screwed over, which is true. That's another bigger issue. You know, I also see a lot of Bitcoiners touting the ETFs and how good they are for Bitcoin. You know, I will say, yes, I do think having exposure to it is good, but not through that avenue. I do think, and I do understand there's people that are older that don't want to learn all the technicals. They have IOUs, they have claims. We don't know when the government will come and clamp down and take all that Bitcoin. Yes, it'll be destructive to the price. Yes, it'll cause a lot of pain, but it's just something that we really need to look at and think about. So, it's just really sad to see that. And, I think Bitcoiners need to return to their roots. Why are you in it? Self-custody. You're in it for freedom money, right? And I just think people, they get starry-eyed with the gains. They were poor for the longest time. I know I was, that's for sure. And right when it pumps up, they're like, I'm rich. And in reality, they're not. And I'm not denying it. I'm trying to throw some of my 401k into some of this, but I'm even trying to think about cashing it all out of just stocks and bonds altogether because it's just been underperforming. Anyways, that's besides the point. We have a lack of patience as investors across all these asset classes, and everything is at sky-high prices. So people are just trying to find the little thing to eke out that 1 to 5, 10%, 50% return. Coinbase is sending emails right now as well, saying, hey, look at this 722% return on this meme coin. We just saw this with HEX recently. They just rug pulled it, the EHEX, and it's just like, guys, come on. I'm sorry for ranting on this one. I see it across the entire space all over again, just in 4 short years, and how kind of people are just kind of glossing over it, like, oh, that's fine. And it's just like, you deserve what you get in this. And if you lose your money, you lose your money. And hopefully you come and see a better way. But just don't fall for those promising returns. Don't fall for being caught into another retail catchy project name. In the end, these scammers, these shillers, these altcoin traders, they're just looking to dump on someone. That's all they're trying to do. They're just trying to make money on their project and move ahead in an unethical way. And I hope a lot of them get caught and they get brought lawsuits, class action, all that stuff. I don't think that's going to happen. I just think that these things are going to continue until a lot of people just become fed up with losing their money. I don't know. I don't know when it'll stop. I don't think it'll ever will. It will stop. And I'm not for authoritarian measures, but that's how I see it, honestly. And it's just be careful out there, guys. Like I would never say to trade any of that stuff, but I have. I made the mistakes. I learned my lesson. I had such a painful experience with it that I won't go down that route again. But I hope that all of you guys can see, hey, it's not about getting that 80% return in a week, but then potentially losing all that money just because you don't time it right. That's how I was with Terra. I thought I was going to cash out, and it went from 110 per Terra down to per Luna down to I think it was like a few pennies, and I just lost it all. That was it. Didn't have any money at the end of that. So big lessons, guys. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this one. Thank you all for tuning in. Be sure if you like this to share it. If you have people still trading that junk, send this their way. At the end of the day, it's your life. You can make your decisions. I've made mine and I've paid for it. And hey, we're all on our own journey at the end of this. So we'll all get to the path that we should. And I truly wish everyone the best if they do choose to go down one of those routes. Anyways, I hope you guys all have a good rest of your day.